Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Look, I can't do it all, folks. I've done everything I can, every electronic crack I could find to get my message out to people. Okay? I just need you to go out and be leaders and warn everybody about what's going on. And you're like, well, how do I do that? Go to the CDC's website, print out how it can kill you and all the bad things it can do, and then show people news articles saying vaccines are safe and effective. You'll see that everywhere. And go show people. Look, they say there's no side effects here. Here's 100 pages right here. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com posting a Mike Adams story, 10 outrageous but true facts about vaccines the CDC and the vaccine industry don't want you to do. You know what I want? I don't even have time to tell the nightly news what I want to cover every night. You know what I want covered tomorrow night? I want this covered tomorrow night. I want GMOs covered. I want what's going on covered. I want to fight these son of a bitches. I don't want to have half measures. I don't want to die and have them win. I'm sick of their crap. And I don't know how to totally beat them, but first, like Howard Beale says in Network, you've got to get mad. You've got to get angry. You've got to find your humanity. And you got to start kicking some New World Order ass in the info war before this thing gets physical. But I'm not going to sit here. You notice it came out a month ago. Oh, Virginia. Oh, California. We're still sterilizing foster kids. First, it was prisoners. Well, they deserve it. So they're trying to sell it. They went, oh, it was foster kids, too. Yeah, well, after you rape them. They're already committing crimes everywhere. And you notice, you know why they come out and tell you, oh, we gave kids in Guatemala syphilis, too, in vaccines. We apologize. Remember that this year, Hillary? They apologize. They're telling you to just get you used to it, to psychologically inoculate you, so that as all this comes out, it's like, so we gave 100 million Americans, as estimated, all these new rare cancers in a cocktail of viruses in your polio vaccine, the live vaccine we shoot up kids' noses. What's the big deal, pumpkin? Isn't dying young fun? I mean, these people are assaulting us under common law, ladies and gentlemen. They could all be rounded up and hung. Okay, but they've got Homeland Security geared up to try to keep the clamps down while they murder us slow. They love the fact they're killing you and your family. They enjoy it. People tune into the show. They go, this guy's far out. I'm not far out. They're far out. Here's Harari saying, we're going to make aliens on Earth. We're going to merge the machines and be a new life form, a new ruling alien class on Earth. See, they're building the aliens. The biomedical AI merger with our flesh. The raping of humanity. It's the same story from Roswell in the late 40s. With Colonel Corso, heavily promoted everywhere by the biggest publishers, by the biggest movie makers. That was system funded because they don't want you to understand the full spectrum of interdimensional contact and the fact that it's always been here. These things actually aren't alien. They're part of our existence and part of our story here. If anything's the aliens, it's us. But here on this planet, my God. And it's these things that are already basically here. We've probably not been here as long as this thing's been here. You really read the ancient texts of the Bible. So they don't want you to know it's far more complex and they're not in control of it. All they're doing is being demonically inspired by these creatures that will only give them Hellraiser visions. It will only give them how to have technology for evil because it doesn't like us. This is just a training camp where our father has put us here. We think we're only living on one life so that we're in this super scared position but having all these spiritual and ancestral intergalactic interdimensional memories. And it's all a giant three-dimensional real scenario war game. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want you to understand they signed on to the wrong team. They joined with the destructive force, the evil force, so they can have power during this the third-dimensional simulation. It's a three-dimensional genetic universal simulation. It's a real simulation. It's just that it's forever war. You don't die when you die. You're an electrochemical, multidimensional creature. This is only one lowest manifestation of you. You have glorified heavenly bodies. There's this first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. It's all right there for you. you to understand. And what is the heaven? A dimension. They are programming that aliens are these little stupid gray things and they want to kidnap us at night and take stuff from us. And there is some evidence for some lower level creatures. They're like a biological android. This whole big UFO thing is a distraction that, oh, the aliens are harassing our ships. The aliens are harassing our troops. No, that's the globalists with their advanced technology playing games so they can brand contact with the angels and God as the devil, when really we're here with them. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
This is amazing. Okay, I was watching on a separate screen, getting distracted by my own mug, and now I can see it in real time. Good afternoon, East Coast. Good evening, Europe. And good morning, Pacific, West Coast. This is a first for me. I've been a guest on the show a couple of times. I've had Alex on my channel a few times. And now I'm going to do a two-hour segment. And it's going to be beautiful because it comes pretty much at an amazing time when there's actual developing news, and we're going to have something of a breaking sort of never before yet heard story involving something that's going along in the Trump trial in Colorado. There's so many Trump trials going on right now that people are likely to get confused. But if you're watching InfoWars and you're asking yourself, who the heck is this talking to me right now? Viva Fry. My real name is David Fryhead. Some people were actually disappointed when they found out my name was not Viva. Last name, Freiheit, verbatim, freedom in German. There's an old expression, Nomen es Omen, something in the name. I'm a lawyer by trade, was a lawyer by trade, now retired to the interwebs legal political analysis commentary. Do a weekly stream with Robert Barnes, who is a reputable brain of a lawyer, is an understatement, every Sunday night. Channel is Viva Fry on Rumble. And I cover the stuff that's going on in the world in terms of law stuffs, as we colloquially refer to it in the industry. The stuff that's been going on this week, I mean, the breaking news, set aside the fact that the world seems to be on fire, and hopefully, on a geopolitical scale, things get brought back to a level of sanity sometime sooner than later. Fingers crossed, hoping. Trump. Trump is on not one trial, not two trials out of New York. He's got the D.C. trial out of D.C. with Jack Smith, a Judge Chutkan that I think has just actually agreed to postpone the trial. He's got a trial in Florida. No, it was the Florida one that got postponed. We have gone from 2016 election, Russians interfered with the election to cause Trump to get elected, to 2020, one cannot question or ask any questions, however innocuous, however obvious, about the integrity of elections, to 2020, what are we now, 2023, heading into 2024, and we're witnessing what I am calling, I don't think I've coined the term, but I'm going to make it popular, institutionalized election interference. We have gone from accusing Trump of colluding to interfere in the 2016 election that got him elected, to criminalizing, to some extent, and to a greater extent than less, and we're going to see in a second, criminalizing forbidding any discussion questioning the integrity of elections in 2020 to institutionalized election interference right now, as we're seeing in the Alvin Bragg persecution of Donald Trump out of New York for the hush money payment. Letitia James, persecution of Trump for alleged fraud. We're going to get to that later on in the show after we have our exclusive. Then we've got Jack Smith out of D.C. We've got another indictment in Florida as relates to classified documents. We've got the Georgia Fannie Willis indictment where we're seeing people cut deal after deal. One is left to interpret why. And now we are going through a current trial, I'm not sure if everybody's following it out there, in Colorado, a civil trial to have Trump's name not removed from, not included on, excluded from the ballot of both the primaries and the general in Colorado. Why? It's a legal theory that legal scholars, and I'm using that facetiously, glibly, I'm using that counter sarcastically, legal minds such as Lawrence Tribe floated around to exclude from the ballot not just anybody, the leading political adversary on the basis of the 14th Amendment third subparagraph of the Constitution shall be excluded. Anyone who has participated in insurrection, aiding and abetting an enemy against the United States of America. And although Trump has never been convicted of insurrection, heck, he's never been charged with insurrection, the only trial getting close to anything related to that would be out of D.C., and that hasn't even gone to trial yet. You got a Colorado activist group trying to have Trump excluded from the ballot of the election. The trial is going on right now, and we're going to talk about it. There's a journalist whose name you've probably heard of now because it came up during the trial on day three. Ashley Epp, not to be confused with Ray Epps, no relation. I've double-checked this. Ashley Epp, a name that gets mentioned in open court for allegedly live-streaming the trial. We're going to get to all of this, but Ashley has been covering this trial day in and day out, as have a number of other people. Robert Gouveia watching The Watchers. There's a couple of people live-tweeting it. Ashley's going to come on and talk about what's going on in this trial and how the heck her name got brought up specifically during this trial. I've got her in the backdrop. I'm going to bring her up and see if this works here. Let me see. Add to stage. And now what I'm going to do is remove myself so that I can see it the next. I can see the next break is in a matter of time. Ashley, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. I can hear you. Let me bring this in so we don't need to waste as much valuable real estate. Ashley. Okay, we're going to get into a lot of this. We're going to get into what is going on with you, potentially personally having your name mentioned in open court during the live stream. I got to ask you how that felt. But look, before we even get there, you're a reporter. You've been covering a number of things, and we'll get to it, but you've been covering this trial day in and day out. Tell the world who you are.
So, first of all, happy anniversary of the stolen election. It's November 3rd. It's the third anniversary of stolen election. So, happy anniversary, everybody. The world's going well, isn't it, since that happened. So I am based in Colorado. I am a contributor to Badlands Media, badlandsmedia.tv. We cover, you know, we do normal news in the mornings, and then, you know, we get into some of the counter-narrative, alternative news type stuff, you know, on more of our shows. I loved the Alex Jones intro. I'm actually working on a series right now of the 13 bloodlines connected to biblical chronology and world history. So what does the truth tell us from the Word of God? And I have behind here, I have this whole giant map of bloodlines and whatnot. So that's why I have the curtain up, because it's very distracting otherwise. But I've been
for a second. It looked like a board game for a while. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's a chart that maps world history against biblical bloodlines. So we're taking that and comparing it to, you know, Illuminati bloodlines. Good fun stuff. All you know, easy, simple topics to cover. But I've been covering Colorado. I write locally. I have a column in a widely circulated, still in print newspaper covering Colorado politics. I mostly focus on the GOP because the GOP in Colorado is establishment. It's been the America First people have been fighting the GOP before really even fighting Democrats in our state. But I've been on Jenna Griswold's radar since 2021, and I there's a lot to get into about what happened.
There's a lot of players involved in this. So tell us, first of all, who are the plaintiffs in this? Because one of the talking points in the media is that there's four Republicans, so this is bipartisan. This is just after justice, and it has nothing to do with partisan politics. There's a term called the Uniparty that I've gotten recently familiar with, but you'll get into it. Who are the plaintiffs in this lawsuit?
So this is interesting because it's six voters that are allegedly suing Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, and Trump and the Colorado GOP are intervening. So that's why you hear them referred to in the trial as interveners. The six voters are four Republicans, allegedly, and two independents. One of the Republicans is a woman named Norma Anderson. She was a legislator here in the state of Colorado. Her daughter-in-law is Pam Anderson, who was the executive director for the Center for Tech and Civic Life, the Mark Zuckerberg's organization that flooded Colorado elections with $400 million. So they're Republican. They have an R next to their name, but they are very much, in my opinion, very much establishment focused, establishment players in this.
There we go. Okay, excellent. And hold on, there's a bit of an echo now because I'm trying to make sure I can see when the breaks come because I'm not used to managing commercial breaks. Okay, so those are the plaintiffs. Griswold, who's she?
Griswold is the Secretary of State of Colorado, so she's technically the respondent in this case, so she, like the defense, right? They're suing her to keep Trump off the ballot. Now, on the first day, the attorney for the petitioners stood up and said for Jenna Griswold, she's not going to present a defense. She's going to go basically with whatever the court decides, but she will make her deputy elections director available for...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Before we got to the answer, you were explaining how they're proceeding with insurrection removal in the absence of an actual criminal conviction. All right, go for it.
So their case that they're making, that they've outlined for the judge and that they seem to be arguing towards, is that Trump led the insurrection on January 6th. But it appears that the legal standard that they're trying to prove to the judge, for the judge to rule in their favor, is that Trump participated in the insurrection. And they brought in a scholar from the a constitutional scholar to speak about the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And that really seems to be where they're going from a legal standpoint. From a court of public opinion standpoint, they're all in on Trump led the insurrection. And I personally don't believe there was an insurrection except what happened on November 3rd. So.
Well, so, and now getting into we'll get into the trial before we get into the incident. I've been covering it from day one, but what have been your highlights in terms of who are the witnesses, what they're presenting, what evidence has been adduced or not adduced, the potential bias of the judge in this case, refused to recuse herself, notwithstanding having made a $100 donation to a political, an activist organization that has determined that it was an insurrection as well already. So what have been some of the most important highlights that you've seen thus far in the week?
So I think that the most important for our liberty and for the legal precedents that the petitioners and really the lawfare organizations that are behind the petitioners, I think their most important witness has been Dr. Pete Seamy. Dr. Pete Seamy is a sociologist who he's an expert in far-right extremism, which appears to be a discipline that he's invented. His takeaways were, so I'm going to just kind of read through some of the points that he made in his testimony. He testified for almost an entire day. It was very long. Far-right extremists are those who believe that corruption is a significant problem and that special interests are running the world. That's one of his takeaways. Now, important on that is in October of 2022, the New York Times shocked themselves when they published their Siena poll, which showed 68% of likely U.S. voters believe that the number one issue that we face is corruption and that the government works on behalf of the elites and not the people. So that is apparently, according to this expert on far-right extremism, that is far-right extremism, is believing that. Alex Jones, Enrique Otario, Stuart Rhodes, and Nick Fuentes, these are all names that he mentions explicitly, are extremists that President Trump communicates to via coded messages and dog whistles. We got that all caps, speaking in all caps is a sign of escalating far-right extremism. Speaking about 1776 generally in this environment means that you're an extremist. And it doesn't matter. This is the part that's really important, is that it doesn't matter that Trump says peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard, or that he says, not the white supremacists and neo-Nazis, they should be condemned totally. Those things are said to give cover to him, and his extremists know this. And it's a double speak tool that's used. So when he says, you know, peacefully and patriotically, the far right extremists know that that means go take over the Capitol, go take over the Capitol building. And President Trump just says peacefully and patriotically to give himself cover and plausible deniability.
Well, let me bring this up because it's like I called it TDS in one image. Let me just see if we're looking at the same thing here. This is how Trump led the insurrection, and I'll you know, read it aloud. Trump summoned and organized the mob, and they got summoned and organized in blood red. Trump's lies gave the mob a common purpose. Trump incited the mob at the Ellipse, knowing they were armed and dangerous, which I'm still curious about because as far as I knew, nobody had any firearms. I don't know what they mean by armed. Trump commanded the mob to the Capitol, claiming he would go down with them. Trump further incited the mob with his tweets during the attack. Trump helped the mob by refusing to mobilize resources. I'm going to get to all of this. You know, I've talked about it at length over the week. But first of all, was there any, what they call a voir dire? Was there anything to determine Simi's expertise as an expert?
He's written books. He's written articles. He's testified as an expert before. They did credentialize him, you know, to some extent, and she did allow it. Now he's testifying as an expert witness on far right extremism, not about the events of that day. Right. So he's not testifying that he knew what was going on in Trump's head, although in some of his testimony, he pretty much said that he knew what was going on in Trump's head. One of the best parts was when they played all of the Democrat politicians talking about, you know, get in the streets, make sure they know that they're not welcome here. If you see them, you know,
Maxine Waters.
Yeah. Gasoline station, as Maxine Waters says, you know, make them uncomfortable, all of those kinds of things. And he testified, you know, he would need more context to know if that was far right extremism. And he said, you know, we all engage in double speak from time to time, but far right extremists do it as a call to violence. And that's what makes them different. If you pull up that image again, I can kind of walk through the evidence they've presented on each of those points. Because it's very weak. This is a very weak.
I closed it. But the evidence, go for it.
So Trump summoned the mob, right? That's one of the things that they've said is that Trump summoned the mob. That is his tweets leading up to January 6th. And the big one that they keep bringing up is be there on January 6th. That's going to be wild. And wild is written in all caps. And that is a call for the far right extremists to come to Washington, D.C. and ostensibly take over the Capitol building. That's the point on the first one. I'm going to pull up the image because I know all the 6 points. But I don't know them in order off the top of my head.
Well, I've been watching it. The evidence is sparse at best. They had one of the Capitol officers talk about how he was assaulted, which he was. The question just becomes, was that as a result of Trump's insurrection? And they're talking about a passive form of insurrection. Trump didn't call in additional resources. Hence, it's sort of almost a passive insurrection as opposed to actively engaging in insurrection.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's their sixth point, which is a great segue to, you know, what happened on Wednesday. Trump's lies gave the mob common purpose is their second point. That is the lie about the election. The big lie, right, that the election was the safest and most secure election in history. And nobody should have any questions about the fact that five states unprecedented stopped counting all at the same time on election night, that the election night voting, election night reporting system that the media uses to call the election results went down. And when it came back up, it was all zeroed out. And then the totals were inverted off of that. All of these things are conspiracy theories. They're well documented, but they're conspiracy theories. And this lie about the election being stolen gave the mob common purpose. The third point is the armed go ahead.
Well, I just want to say one thing. And we're going to probably end up going to break and then talking about how you came up here personally in this trial. But if the only thing that was done was intelligence lying about the Hunter Biden laptop, writing it off as Russian disinformation, social media censoring it and the links sharing it, if that were the only thing that were done, that already there is definitive outcome affecting election interference. So to write it off as an unquestionable lie, it's untenable at best. So all that say, we can argue the degrees to which and some of the more disputable stuff, but 30 seconds before we head to break, tell us about the armed invaders.
Armed, so the Capitol police officers, They testified that armed meant they took the people at the Capitol, took things off the police officers, beat with their...
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Evidence we need to prove insurrection. Go over.
cover this, Ashley, before we get into the part where you get called out seemingly in the middle of this trial for live streaming the trial. What was the armed and dangerous about?
Sure. So things they took off the police officers, and this is the testimony of the Capitol Police. There were things that they took off the police over officers, shields, batons, helmets, other things that they, so at the Capitol, there were barricades and, you know, like the fencing and whatnot. Those were used as weapons. And then they said sharpened flagpoles, which is they provided no evidence for this. They showed no sharpened flagpoles, but that is apparently what the people brought with them from the Ellipse to the Capitol was sharpened flagpoles. Now, the testimony yesterday, the cross-examination of a man named Tom Bjorklund, who was at January 6th, they talked about weapons that were confiscated at the Ellipse. So there were knives, there were tasers, pepper spray, those kinds of things. So the fact that there was that at the Ellipse and then the sharpened flagpoles brought and then they used, you know, they found weapons at the Capitol is how they're saying that people were armed.
All right. Now, actually, we're watching the trial, and it was during Wednesday where at some point there's a break, and the plaintiff's attorney says, it's come to our attention that someone is live streaming this trial, and they have close to 10,000 people watching. And then they drop a name, Ash Epp, or Ashley Epp.
Ashley Epp, is
which
what I said, yeah.
Which I imagine has to be somewhat flabbergasting to be in the middle of a one of the biggest election trials, I would argue, in American history, one of them, and had your name come up. What happened? How did they identify you? And why do you think there's a little something more to what's going on than them just taking issue with someone live streaming this trial?
Sure. So the moment is important. It was right after Kash Patel had absolutely wiped the floor with the petitioner's attorney. Now, I was live streaming this trial for 3 days. It wasn't a problem until after Kash Patel's testimony, and it was just about the first thing after Kash Patel's testimony that they wanted to shut down live streaming. But why me? There was loads of people that were live streaming the trial. And I don't know if you have the clip that they played, but they misrepresent the Eric Olson is the attorney for the petitioners. He used to work for the Colorado Attorney General's office. I've given public testimony or public comment on bills and emergency orders and things in front of him before. Jenna Griswold knows who I am. All of these people know who I am, but they made it to the court that some random person on the internet is live streaming this. And then they said my name, Ashley Epp, which is nowhere in any of my content. I was live streaming on Badlands, badlandsmedia.tv. The logo for Badlands was on the screen. The channel that I was on was Badlands. My name that I use is Ash or Ash in America. My professional name that I used before this was Ash. I don't use my government name. The only place that my government name is that these people know is in government documents or in the lawsuit against me that Jenna Griswold is a witness in.
Well, and now I want to bring that up just to share it because this might explain a little more. You are a defendant in a lawsuit accusing you of voter intimidation. This is from the League of Women's Voters. Just read the headline because the headline framing is everything. Major voting rights victory. Federal court rejects extremist attempt to defeat voter intimidation lawsuit. So you are you're a defendant to a lawsuit that is accusing you of voter intimidation, and you think that there might be some personal grudge against the players involved in the Trump persecution as relates to your own personal, let's call it a prosecution.
So Laura Loomer did a great article yesterday on CREW, the organization that's bringing this case against President Trump. So I would encourage everybody to see the dark, you know, dark network that's behind Trump's lawsuit. But two of the original parties to this case against President Trump was an organization, law firm called Free Speech for People, and a civil rights organization called Mi Familia Vota. Both of those organizations are parties to my case. Free Speech for People is one of the attorneys, and Mi Familia Vota is one of the plaintiffs. The plaintiffs are the League of Women Voters, the NAACP, and Mi Familia Vota. This has been going on since March of 2022. We've never spoken publicly about it before, and it is because we canvassed the 2020 election. We went door to door. In a very statistically sound way, it was peer reviewed. Our methodology is above reproach. We've completely complied with all discovery. We've given them everything that we have in response. They, in turn, really provided very little discovery. Two of the plaintiff organizations provided no responses to our discovery requests, and the League of Women Voters provided very minimal. I don't recall, I think, is the most common response that was provided during depositions. There's no evidence. It's completely baseless. But the parties are the same. And what really was interesting yesterday was in the afternoon testimony, the organization, USEIP, U.S. Election Integrity Plan, that's the extremist organization that was up on that League of Women Voters. USEIP has been dismissed as a defendant in the case. So it's just me, Holly Kaysen, and retired Air Force Colonel, Colonel Sean Smith. We are the defendants in this case. And USCIP was brought up in the questioning yesterday afternoon in Trump's case. So very interesting connection points. And the fact that they picked me out, used my full name, which, again, is nowhere in any of my content. The Badlands logo was on the stream. I was on the Badlands channel, but they called me out by name. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Well, that, and it's being broadcast on C-SPAN, CNN, everywhere. They talk about a broader media net that's allowed to rebroadcast. But, Ash, I'm going to finish up the segment just by briefly talking about the New York stuff. But thank you very much for coming on. And you're on Twitter at Ash in America.
That's correct.
All right. Ashley, thank you very much. And
thanks so much.
Keep up the good work. All right. Now we're going to go, you know, back it up and go over to New York State where we have the other part of the Trump persecution, and everybody has to appreciate. I mean, it's clear for those who are paying attention, but everybody has to appreciate that this is the end of a system that had hitherto been a respectable system. The system of justice, which has now turned into a weaponized, systematic system of injustice, where you have Alvin Bragg, New York, Letitia James, New York, gag order out of New York, gagging Trump from what he can and cannot say. And yesterday, in the Letitia James, New York trial, we had the judge basically reprimanding Trump's attorneys for having suggested that there's a little bit too much discussion between Judge Engoron and his clerk, who has been accused of being somewhat partisan. And if anybody has any doubts, we have to go back and remember what Judge Engoron once upon a time said about having tools to get the results in law that he wants.
Juries get it wrong a lot. That's my own opinion. I do only civil trials, personal injury cases, contract disputes. But I've had situations where, like, oh, my heaven's sake, how could they have thought that? Well, I have a tool that I can deal with. It's called judgment notwithstanding the verdict.
We'll cut it there. Everybody can go watch that interview. It's a lengthy speech that he gives to a group of aspiring journalists where he discusses the tools that he has at his disposal to get to the results that he wants in law. And at one point in that speech, he says, am I following the law or am I making the law? Well, we all have our bias and I have some tools. In the New York case, Trump has been gagged now, fined $5,000 for one alleged violation of the gag order, $10,000 for a subsequent breach, and the sanctions are going to keep going up and up and up. And you have Letitia James, the attorney general, taking to Twitter, exploiting of the gag order to give daily rundowns of what's going on in that trial, rundowns which I would say are arguably less than accurate. And they've called up Trump's three children. Ivanka made a motion to quash the subpoena. That was dismissed by Judge Engoron. All three are going to testify. It's a perjury trap. Nothing short of it. And we are witnessing the wholesale weaponization of the justice system as a whole. To be followed, these are important cases that everybody has to know about. And with that said, I think we're going to be heading into a break in a bit. This is the Alex Jones Show. Viva Fry.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The globalists want silenced. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Even momentarily, because when the court announced a live streamer live streaming a trial, which is being live streamed across various platforms, because she had 8,700 people watching and was giving spicy commentary that perhaps the powers that be did not much appreciate. Public, I don't know what's intimidation, but I know it would be intimidating to have a lawyer and a judge in, name you in open court, identify you for, as far as I can tell, not doing anything that was restricted, because this is being broadcast, this trial, the Colorado trial. CNN, AP, Associated Press, C-SPAN. So we've covered the Colorado trial. It's a must, but there were a few more sound bites, quick clips that I wanted to highlight in order to bring up the absurdity of this. I'm calling it a persecution because anybody who doesn't think what's happening right now to Trump, if they think it's anything less than a persecution, they have abandoned their principles of justice.
in Colorado, they're trying to ensure democracy by removing the leading candidate or not allowing the leading candidate to be on the ballot. The argument is that he participated in insurrection despite never being convicted of, never being charged with insurrection, and in fact, no one in this entire January 6th, I'll call it a kangaroo court sham of whatever, has been convicted of insurrection. The closest we got, which is evidence that this was a setup, a let it happen on purpose, at best made it happen on purpose, the best convictions they got were seditious conspiracy for members of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And do recall, when I predicted at the beginning of 2022 that what this year was going to prove was that January 6th was a setup, either a false flag, something that was facilitated, allowed to happen, or just a happy accident. And we have that evidence now. They're going after Trump for insurrection. No one's been convicted of insurrection. They claim that he failed to prevent the events of January 6th and that he incited them through his tweets, which we're going to get to in a second, evidence lacking. They are omitting or conveniently forgetting that to get those convictions of the seditious conspiracy against the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, there were FBI informants who had infiltrated those organizations, and so they knew of this plan, this plot, this seditious conspiracy to overthrow the government on January 6th, and yet somehow everyone was caught with their pants down, and it's Trump's fault that the National Guard was not called in. During the trial, there was a clip. Basically, let me see which one it is. It's this one right here. There was a clip basically blaming Trump for having not called in the National Guard when the alternative, had he called in the National Guard in violation of protocol, it would have been called a coup. You do remember back in the day there was a fear that Trump was going to bring in the military in order to retain power, hence the fear of a coup. Coup if he brings in an unsolicited National Guard, insurrection if he doesn't, and this is one of the highlights which I think is of the utmost importance. By the way, Kash Patel's testimony, eviscerating, destructive, case-destroying if we're dealing with any ordinary court, but any ordinary court would have already thrown this suit out. Listen to this.
And so just to close this out, to your knowledge, did any senior DOJ leader ever state in words or substance that they felt they needed more or different authorization from President Trump before they could deploy National Guard troops to keep the peace on January 6th?
It's Kash Patel testifying.
Okay, so Department of Defense, based on what you're telling us, felt they had authority to use National Guard troops, and President Trump had been clear that he wanted DOD to do what was necessary to protect the American people. So why didn't we have 10,000 National Guard troops suited up and armed guarding the Capitol on the morning of January 6th?
Good question. What's the answer?
But mainly under the law that the Department of Defense operated under.
Audio's bad.
The General Counsel and White House Counsel's Office, and probably the last 100 years of National Guard authority.
Says basically under the law and the last 100 years of National Guard authority, the punchline is going to be it needs the authorization from the president, but a request from the jurisdiction.
Step one was a commander-in-chief authorization.
Step one, commander-in-chief authorization to deploy the National Guard.
Step two was a request by the governing body, the local governing body, the governor, and this is the mayor since it's Washington, D.C., and or the heads of the Capitol Police Bureau, because we're talking about the Capitol.
So the bottom line of what we're listening to here is that there were Kash Patel had a function in the Department of Defense, was involved in this, knows it, outlines the steps that needed to occur in order for the National Guard to be deployed. He goes on in that clip, I'm convinced the audio is bad on purpose to deter people from watching it, but he goes on in that clip to explain how even if you were to deploy the National Guard, you need to go get them. They're reservists, they're doctors, lawyers, professionals, tradespeople. They need to get summoned, amassed, put into action. And what the trial is revealing, and we knew it at the time, but there were deferring narratives, Trump had offered or authorized, allegedly, the National Guard to be deployed, but they were never requested. And so had Trump come in with the National Guard in the absence of a request, it would have been a coup. And the fact that he allegedly didn't authorize it, although he did, but they weren't deployed, well, now it becomes an insurrection through omission of sorts. This is a damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's called motivated reasoning, arguing from conclusions as opposed to towards them. The court wants to come to the conclusion that Trump insurrected. Everybody does. The plaintiffs do. And so that's how you get there. It would be coup if you did, insurrection if you didn't. And speaking of the evidence, the contradictory evidence, y'all remember when Trump was booted from social media platforms? Let's have a look at this other highlight. Absolutely, well, it's a terrible question in law, but also contradicted by the evidence, which may or may not be in the possession of the plaintiff, because it got very difficult to verify what Trump did say or did not say, did tweet or did not tweet, once they suspended him. Permanent suspension from Twitter. Listen to this.
Now, there was nothing preventing President Trump from sending out a tweet between 1:21 p.m. and 4:17 p.m. telling supporters who were at the Capitol to go home. Was there?
Objection to the foundation.
It's a for any aspiring lawyers watching, the double negative questions. There was nothing forbidding. Trump could have tweeted out, go home, people, between 1:15 and 4:15 on the day of January 6th, the day that will live in infamy, insurrection. Did he do that?
Sorry, I couldn't hear your objection.
Objection, foundation.
I'll rephrase. There's no authority that you're aware of, sir, that would have prevented President Trump from sending out a tweet between 1:21 p.m. and 4:17 p.m. telling the people to go home from the Capitol. Now, there was nothing.
Look at this. You remember when Trump was booted from the platform on January 8th, when the media was concocting its narrative? There was nothing that would have prevented Trump between the hours of 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. from tweeting to tell the people to go home. True, Mr. Lawyer, he didn't tweet for them to go home. What he did tweet, which became virtually undiscoverable to anybody who was even looking for it because of his permanent suspension. Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful, was one tweet. 2:38 p.m., squarely in the window of what the lawyer is talking about. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Well, that didn't play out too well for everybody now, did it? Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you, and that is at 3:13 p.m., squarely within the time frame of what that lawyer was alluding to was Trump's inaction, for which he should be held responsible for insurrection and excluded from being on the ballot. Now, admittedly, it might have been very difficult for people to hear Trump's words to stay peaceful, go home, we're on the side of law and order, because they booted him from social media platforms. Why? For inciting violence. And if you go back and read the Twitter blog, that is to say, the actual blog from Twitter explaining the action, they said, and I'm wondering if expert in extremism, Simi, was advising them, they said, given how the tweets are being received and they might incite violence, we've permanently suspended Donald Trump for two other unrelated tweets, or unrelated to those. This was a setup from the beginning. And whether or not it was a setup, I've learned two new words, lee-hop or me-hop. Let it happen on purpose or made it happen on purpose. It was a setup from day one. And they're now using it to abuse of the courts in every jurisdiction across the country to prevent Trump from being able to run. It's institutionalized institutionalized election interference. When we come back from the break, we're going to go over a little bit of the New York stuff because there's still some fun stuff to look at there. And we're going to talk about some Canadian stuff because it's going to hell in a handbasket, not only in America, but also in Canada. So that'll be on the return from the commercial break. Viva Fry filling in on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you all for watching. Stay tuned because it's going to be good. Going up north of the border to see.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
right. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.